Hallelujah. God morning, God morning, God morning to you, the Master Saw family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings and say to you, so glad I made it. I made it through. I made it through. So we welcome you to the Master's Call on this. So glad I made it through Monday. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify you. We give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory, God. And we thank you that you woke us up on this 31st day of December 2018, God, this last Monday of 2018, and that you brought us through, God. We just thank you, Father, for bringing us through. We thank you, God, for keeping us. We thank you, God, for blessing us. We thank you for sustaining us, oh, God. We thank you that you gave us the strength to do all things that we needed to do, God. So we press forward today that thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Father, we love you and we bless you and we pray right now for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon that you would continue to fill them up until their overflow, Father God, that you would give them the clarity that they need to do the things that need to be done and that they will be done in 2018 and that we will leap into 2019, God, with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things are to come. We thank you, Lord, for Artist Life and for the Diaz de Leon family, and we pray that the product with artists will continue to transform and change lives all over the world, Father. Father, I just thank you for the speakers that will come forth this morning. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would increase in them as they decrease, God, that your word will go forth mightily, unhindered, uncontaminated in the name of Jesus, Father. And Father, for every person that has dialed into this, the Master's Call, I pray that you would give them peace that only you can give, which surpasses all their understanding, Father, that our ears and our eyes and our hearts will be open to hear from you this morning, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way in us. And we thank you that you allowed us to make it through. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess out there. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Rebecca. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us with that beautiful melody and the beautiful tag. So glad I made it this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you from Snellville, Georgia, and I'd love to tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. We were founded in October of 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all the messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year on this last day of 2018 is "Through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen." If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Tiffany did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or if maybe you have a word from the Lord that you would like to share, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report that you would like to share, and you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info mastercall@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature great products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Again, that number is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-POUND. And there is a bypass number if you need it to access the call for free, especially if you have a Metro PCS or T-Mobile, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday. Today's Inspirational Monday on that call. And on our call this morning, we have our very own Dr. P.K. Patton, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, one of our co-founders, who will be speaking to us this morning. And let me tell you a little bit about Dr. P.K. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She has filled many roles, including being commissioned as an Army chaplain and being a military intelligence group and senior pastor and associate pastor. She is a loving wife, mother, and grandmother, and she served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. And also, she is the co-founder of the Master's Call. And now, she is in a joyous season in her life and is newly wed to her tall, dark, and handsome husband, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Dr. PK and Brother Lester, are you on the line with us this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
I appreciate you so much, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. To God be the glory this morning, you all, for he is absolutely super fantastic, over the top. And I do honor and thank God for Minister Tiffany, who will be coming back to sing and minister a song in praise this morning. I also want to thank God for Pastor V, as we are entering into exiting 2018 and entering 2019. I'm sure that she's going to give us the history on that tomorrow. And she's also ministering on MMC right after this today. We got, thank God also today. I want you all to know that God has blessed me with a wonderful, wonderful husband who is here by my side and has just jumped on board here with TMC. And I just really, really love the chocolate on my cake. God has blessed me. And so I also want to say happy birthday to Miss Shara this morning. You have been faithful down through the years, and we thank God for you. We love you all the way from the mountains of North Carolina. Happy New Year's Eve to all of you, each and every one of you. On this week, many, many things have happened as we are ending this year, one of them being that I fell down my steps here. But I thank God that he let me land on the Holy Spirit and did not break anything. I did go to the ER, so yes, I did go and get it checked out. Thank God for my husband who just took me right on down there. And I went to church yesterday, so I'm feeling okay, just sore. I want you all to also know this morning that as we are going into 2019, it just totally amazes me how God lined things up. It should not amaze us, but it does when we just see his handiwork, when we hear and see what he's doing. As we're preparing for the fast, our fast for this year is going to begin on the 5th of January. You have 3 days after you eat tomorrow, your black-eyed peas and greens and whatever you're going to do, to clean yourself out, get ready for the fast. You can go on our website, get instructions and directives on how to fast if you don't know how to. And if you are even more need more information, feel free to call me, because during the year we will continue our fast, not just the beginning, but every quarter we will do 10 days of fasting. So as we, my husband and I, have been teaching on fasting throughout this year, and I'm just saying that this is where God has brought me back to. This is where I started my walk with the Lord, praying and fasting to hear his voice and what he would have me to do in my life years ago. I am winding up right back here with this same topic, fasting and praying. My question to you this morning is, how many of you really have a heart to fast? How many of you need to be praying this morning that God gives you a heart to fast and pray? We have been dealing with the six F's of fasting: faith, focus, finding time with God, favor, fight. Last week we talked about the fight. Oh my God! And did we hear victory over the fight? Some of the fights that we have given victory over the fight, and we are knowing that God does not have to do things. Many of you know that we have been praying for baby Tara, and baby T is what I call her, and she's in Memphis, Tennessee, but God knows we have some good information and good testimony on that. So we thank God for that. And today we are going to be talking about forgiveness and what a way to end the year. If there's anything that has stuck with you throughout the year that should not be hanging on to you, that you want to release, hallelujah, the best way to do it is through forgiveness. And then our last two F's will be finishing next week as we are beginning, and then we go into freedom. God knows these F's are something else that we are dealing with. And you all, as we are going into the end of the year, let me go on and say this. I know this is more announcements and acknowledgments than I normally do, but let me say that I thank God for the Diaz de Leon family and artist life. And as we are preparing to go into 2019, put on your calendar March 29th so that you can meet the artist life family, the artist family in Las Vegas. And the Diaz de Leon family, with the leadership of this company, always do a phenomenal job as they are preparing to kick us off into the year. And so just get ready for that. And we will continue to pray for artists and the Diaz de Leon family as we continue the ministry that the Lord has given us. All right? With that being said, let's get into our word today, which is forgiveness. I am so thankful today that God has given us this word as we are ending this year, because unforgiveness, you all, will absolutely prevent us from walking through into the newness of God. It will break. It will block our breakthrough. It will absolutely keep us from that God has for us. And God has so many wonderful things for us in 2019. I can hardly wait to see what the theme that God has given Pastor V for 2019. She always gives us a theme at the beginning of the year, and I am waiting to see and hear what God has given us, her for us this year. Let's look at the word forgive. Forgive means to excuse for a fault or an offense, to pardon, to renounce anger or resentment against one, to absolve someone from a payment that they think that we think that they owe us. Now, I read a book, and you all can pick this book up. It is a phenomenal book, How to Forgive When I Don't Feel Like It, by June Hunt. June Hunt is out of Dallas, Texas, and she wrote this book years ago. And she is a wonderful person, a wonderful woman of God that I think that you can go out and get her materials. But one thing is just like God has given me this thing on fast, and he has given her this thing on forgiveness. And both of them begin with F, and both of them will help us get through to the point where God would have us to be. How many of you have found yourself in a place where you really wanted to forgive, but you didn't feel like forgiving? I can remember, you know, when I'm angry with somebody, and specifically my husband, if I'm angry and they come in, he comes in and he says, "Well, let's talk." I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk to you. Well, the way to get PK to really talk when she's in that state is say, "Okay, you don't have to talk. Let's just pray," because it's impossible for us to pray and stay in that state of unforgiveness. It's impossible for you to pray for someone that you don't want to forgive without feeling the presence of God to reveal to you that this person is human. This person is not supernatural being. They sometimes walk into a supernatural state, but it's not a state that we all live in. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us still walk around this earth on clay feet. All of us still make mistakes. You better hear me when I say all of us. And so when someone make a mistake and do us wrong and hurt our feeling, if we pray for that person, God will show us the weakness in that person, the humanness in that person, so that we can get in a place where we can forgive. Otherwise, we'll say, "I don't want to forgive you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be bothered with you. Matter of fact, get out of my sight because I don't want to see you. I'm upset with you." Well, I'm asking this morning that God will reveal to you right now in the name of Jesus, whoever that person is, whatever that thing is that is causing you, would cause you to feel like that, so that you can address it in prayer and fasting, get it out of the way, so that all of the blessings of God that he has on the shelf for you for the year of 2019 will come right to your door, be delivered straight into you and your heart. I thank God this morning for the Holy Ghost. Yes, God. Remember, unforgiveness does not hurt the person that you are angry at, are mad with. It hurts you. I said, it's like you taking poison and thinking that it's going to kill the person you are mad with. Are you crazy? You taking the poison in, it's going to kill you. Unforgiveness causes instability in your emotions, which will eventually break your body down physically. Unforgiveness is a terrible thing. You all listen to me. As we are stepping over into 2019, I want each and every one of you to ask God, as the old folks used to say, "Turn the light from heaven on my soul." And if you see anything there that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for doing just that. In the scriptures, some of you I know just got to hear some good word this morning, because it is the word that keeps cleanses us. It is the word that cleanses us. It is the word that gives us what we need to go forward. Praise the Lord. Bless be the name of Jesus. This clock is ticking on away. The word that I want you to look at this morning is Mark 11:16. But if we do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your transgressions. How many of us want the God, the all-seeing eyes God, to hold every mistake that we make against us? How would we feel if he would not forgive us? Because the things that we do behind closed doors, those things and some of the skeletons that we have put in the closet that we don't want anything to know about, the all-seeing eyes of God. In Psalms, David says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He never goes to sleep. He sees everything. And we know that we are children, his children, who will make some mistakes. We need to know that people we are in relationship with will make some mistakes. Our spouses will make mistakes. Our parents made mistakes. And you all, our sisters and brothers, Lord, help us with our siblings, will make mistakes. Our friends are going to make mistakes. The pastors in the church are going to make mistakes. Glory to God. The people who are closest to us hurt us the worst. They hurt us. It's no hurt like church hurt. It's hard to get over church hurt if you're trying to do it in and of yourself. But God will help you if you let him. And finally, Lord Jesus, and I'm not nearly through with this thing on forgiveness. I'm going to hit it again next year. Matthew 6:14. For if we forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. We definitely want God to forgive us. John 20:23. Whosoever sins will remit. They are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins are retained, they are retained. What does that mean? Remit means that he wants us to lay aside, to relax, to let that thing go that we have been wanting to hold. Retain means to keep or to possess that thing. We don't want to retain this hurt, this pain, this whatever it is. We want to do what? Remit and release it and let it go. As we are here this morning, you all, I want you to look and ask God to help you to truly understand if there is anything in your heart that you have against anybody, you don't want to take it over into 2019. Hallelujah, you want a new thing to come and help us out. I'm going to ask Minister Tiffany to come and sing us our praise song, which will help us to be cleansed as we are preparing to go into 2019. Minister Tiffany, are you ready?
I am ready, Dr. PK.
Yes, ma'am. Come on.
I couldn't seem to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind. Searching for that peace. But peace I could not find. So then I knelt down to pray. Praying, help me please. He said, you don't have to cry. 'Cause I'll supply your needs. As soon as I stop worrying how the story is. I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God have his way. Let go, let God. Let go, let God, let go, let God. Let God have his way. As soon as I stop worrying, worrying how the story is. I let go and I let God. Let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God. Let God have his way.
Praise God, praise God. Let God have his way. That's exactly what we do when we forgive. We give up control and we let God have his way. At this time, my husband is going to give the closing scripture for forgiveness, and then Minister Rebecca is coming back and give us an announcement.
Good morning, TMC family, and good morning, Dr. Z, and to our greeters and everyone this morning, and to Mother as well, Dr. Z. Our closing is coming in at Matthew 5th chapter, 22nd through 24th, and Matthew 11, the 28th through 30th. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whosoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whosoever you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. Come to you all labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Minister Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you for that profound word, Dr. PK, on forgiving, and also for the fasting for the new year. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. And also, TMC family, let us pray and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we just praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. We are rejoicing. We're so glad in it. Lord, thank you for the year that is ending today, Lord. And thank you for the new year that is coming and the new promises that you have, Lord. And we are standing on them, Lord. And we thank you for the wonderful blessings, Lord, of giving us our TMC call and our speaker and our founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Lord, continue to bless them and their families into overflow, giving them your full blessings, Lord, in every single aspect, adding no sorrow to it, to them. Lord, thank you for the Artist Life family and the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists. And just, you know, everything that that is related to artists, Lord. And thank you for giving them wisdom and revelation, Lord, for this upcoming new year and just for this kingdom business that you have here on earth as you have it in heaven. Lord, we are lifting up our family and the body of Christ, Lord. To you, Lord, who is going through any kind of sickness, Lord, we thank you for the promise of healing that you have for them, Lord, and we trust you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing Taryn, Minister Willa's grandbaby, and your precious daughter, Lord. We thank you that she is covered with the full armor of God, and as she goes through this with her family and her parents. And we just trust you, Lord, that you will get your glory and that she will be
declaring your wonderful works and your glory, Lord, right here in the land of the living. Lord, we also lift up all of our bereaved families to you. Holy Spirit, just go and just comfort them and provide what they need, Lord. You know exactly what each one of them needs, Lord. We lift up our artist president, Reggie Flanagan and Victoria Flanagan, on the homegoing of their loved one there, Lord. And we also lift up our Ada Grace's family with her mom going home to be with you, Lord, and just having a wonderful reunion. Also, Lord, we lift up Eleanor Blackwell's family, her husband, Kenneth Blackwell. Thank you for covering her children and herself, Lord. And we just love you, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, we just lift up all of the, everyone in to you, Lord, that you have your will and way with them. Atiyah and Sheree, Lord, is another family member that we lift up to you. And thank you for the Master's Call family and the body of Christ, Lord. Thank you for doing something supernatural and special for each and every one of them, something where they just say, Lord, you did this for me.
Yes,
and you know
Lord.
What it is,
yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And your kingdom come and your will be done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085. That's the playback number, and it's the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. The new morning motivational call is next. That's 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Dear God, we ask right now that you, God, will open our minds today as we examine ourselves in preparation for entering 2019. Help us, God. Wash us, God. Cleanse us, God, and make us ready to receive all that you have for us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Go out and have a super fantastic day today, my friends. God bless. Bye-bye.